pertinent questions to the topic will be aired during the lesson. Rav, please. I want to say a few words about the purification, hizdachut, of the masach that we talk about. We talk about the purification of the screen, but that's already a screen, it's overcoming itself. But here it's even before that, where this force of my ego that I want to subdue myself and play as if there is no partition in which the Creator wants to influence or change my society and the way it is. As I'm on the way to the society and I hide it and it bothers and it causes damage in the group, in the society. How do I make myself such a zero that the Creator bestows as if I'm not in his way, on his way towards the society? And even where I go later and feel with him his qualities that are in the upper light, and then I increase those qualities more and more, and then by my coarseness, which becomes purity, I increase the upper light in my corrected state and influence the society in such a way. But first of all, it's a matter of this refinement. Here, it's written for me, annulment and subjugation, but it's actually in the same direction. So the question is here, how do I annul myself in such a way that I am no longer a barrier of the influence of the Creator towards the society? Because it's for sure that right now I am a disturbance. I am the one who's bothering along the way. As I am influencing the society, and each of us influences the society, and therefore we don't feel the Creator, but in place of Him, we feel how the upper abstract light comes through us all, and all together, that's what we feel. That we are behind these filters that bring us what each and everyone stands in the way of the Creator to illuminate us with that abstract light. How do we, each of us, express himself, just like the topic is still with us, annulment and subjugation? How do we do annulment and subjugation in order to not be the one who's bothering the influence of the Creator, the bestowal of the Creator towards the group, towards the society? Meaning, as much as I can do it in such a way that I nullify myself towards the Creator and want specifically for His qualities to go through me to the ten, and go in such a way where I will not change them. That's called subjugation, where I will feel that it's not me who's operating towards the ten, but rather the Creator is operating through me. And in such a way, I will see in every single friend of mine that if I subdue myself, subjugate myself in such a way, I will see that my friends are also doing that way. Because anyone who negates those does so with his own flaws. And then to the same extent that I truly subjugate myself, I will see that they too are subjugating themselves. And then the Creator is operating in the same true measure upon me. And all in all, it is revealed in the society, meaning my subjugation in the society defines the extent in which the society will be corrected. I don't need to wait for other friends to correct themselves so that the Creator will be able, through them, to bestow in a true manner upon the society. But rather, if I do my subjugation and an annulment towards the society, I will see them to the same extent in a normal way, because anyone who negates does so in his own flaws. And it turns out that all together, my work is to not bother the Creator in bestowing to the society, such that I will be refined, pure, such that I will not lessen or warp or deviate the influence of the light upon the friends as much as possible. And that is my main work towards the ten. So it works out that I am working towards them as the Keter, as I refine myself to the degree of a true zero, and then the Creator operates through me and does with me what the Upper wants to be done. And I have no word in this or desire of my own, just to be completely nullified towards the action of the Creator upon the ten. That's the first topic that we need to talk and try to incorporate in. Please, talk about this.
Sadna.
Workshop. How do I annul myself to such an extent that the Creator bestows upon the society through me, where I am seemingly not there and do not form any form of a partition between him and the society? Please.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Thank you for letting me ask. I wanted to ask, how do I pass this force of the Creator to the ten without posing a disturbance? What is that force?
As you nullify yourself forcefully with this searching and that inner effort where you don't want to activate your will to receive, your ego, which is usually what makes up the partition between us and the Creator. If you want to cancel or nullify that partition, then in those efforts you, to that extent, you're giving a place for the Creator to appear. And by that, you're acquiring the degree of bestowal, the qualities of Bina. That is what the Creator bestows through you, his bestowal towards everyone. That's on one hand. On the other hand, you will then start to work in receiving in order to bestow. You'll be able to add to it as well. From your side, from your ego, to add in your bestowal towards the Creator your forces. That will already be receiving in order to bestow. And then you will feel in the bestowal of the Creator the light of Chokhmah.
What does it mean that I express myself correctly, that I am included in such a way that force passes through?
You don't want to be any form of a barrier. The Creator is standing there before you, towards the group. So you don't want to be any form of a partition. You want to clothe in the qualities of the Creator. You want to subjugate yourself towards him and let him do whatever he wants. And especially, mostly, that's towards the group. The exercise is towards the group, and then you, in such a way, nullify yourself more and more, and the Creator operates through you towards the friends more and more, and then you start to come closer to the friends in such a way, and to subjugate yourself more towards them, and towards the Creator, and then it turns out that you're incorporated in his bestowal. And in such a way, you nullify more and more your coarseness, to the extent in which you come to a state in which all your thoughts and desires, all your actions are only to not be in His way, in the way of the Creator's bestowal towards the friends. That's how you refine your coarseness. Well, of course, you have to pray and ask for this to happen this way, but the effort is in that direction. It's actually just like the title of our lesson, Subjugation and Annulment. Okay.
Ну вот я хочу вот это сейчас сделать упражнение, о котором вы говорите. Вот есть у меня товарищи.
I want to do the exercise that you're talking about. I have friends. I have some thoughts and desires of my own. I now nullify all that. And where is the force of the Creator that needs to dress in me and pass on to others?
So that's not you. You just need to nullify yourself as much as possible, your I in bestowal towards friends, and to be refined, pure, so that through you, the Creator will be able to bestow. As if you're not in His way, between the Creator and the group. You're making a zero of yourself, in other words.
Какая должна быть самая правильная причина для моей отмены? Важность Творца.
What kind of reason, the right reason should be for my annulment? The importance of the friends, the or my calculation, what is it?
You don't want to bother the Creator in bestowing to the society with your ego. That's altogether what it is. That's in simplest words. Do you understand? Don't make many calculations here. Do these things, and from your deeds we know you. Also, relative to the friend from Belarus who asked earlier, don't be smart. Just do, and that's it, without these calculations. All our work is a work of annulment upon the desire.
Hi, Madi Rav. Hi, friends. Is there a risk that bestowing can be confused by the friends as a disturbance? Thank you.
Every action of mine towards the friends before I nullify myself is a disturbance. It is a disturbance. And every action I do in annulling myself towards the friends and become more refined towards them. By that, I make room for the upper light to bestow through me upon them. That's it.
All and one.
Yes, thank you, Ralph. This whole idea of be a barrier, a partition between the Creator and Aten, it really induces fear. Is this the correct fear to work with?
Well, let's say yes, but actually, well, let's say yes. Let it be that way. Where I don't want to be an obstruction or to impede the influence of the Creator upon humanity. Because actually, I am the only one that is disrupting. I'm the only disruptor that because of me, the world, humanity, 10 is suffering.
Hungaria, Polish.
It seems that I need to develop an ability to see myself from the outside for these exercises. How can I develop this ability that I watch myself from the outside and watch my desires and actions?
We need to try. to try more and more. As much as I try to nullify my ego, my desires and thoughts that can obstruct the Creator in bestowing this society. So I need to try and check myself. What does it mean to be transparent? Transparent is the quality of Bina, as it has nothing of its own. Maybe translucent. It simply wants to be in pure bestowal. And that is the first degree that I want to attain. And that's considered that I let the Creator bestow through me without me being disruptive towards that act of bestowal. And this is considered that I'm doing everything for the benefit of the ten without any criticism or examination for myself. Or I do a criticism upon myself and I'm capable of subjugating myself and forcefully making myself such that I will not impede the bestowal of the Creator upon the society, where I'm letting myself forcefully be nullified. This is what we're talking about for several lessons already.
Regarding the annulment, how does it work? With what power? How do you activate the annulment?
Try to constantly feel the influence, the bestowal of the Creator upon the ten. And if we were to annul yourself and let the Creator bestow, to subjugate yourself in such a way that you seemingly don't belong, don't exist. You want the Creator to be able to directly bestow upon the group without you in between. How would you behave? How would you think? What would you do? You seemingly need to then clothe the bestowal of the Creator upon the group, to think how He bestows upon the group, and then to adapt in your depiction of this, your imagination, which is the bestowal of the Creator upon the group, to depict yourself in such a way that you're adapted to not impede. That's in the beginning. And then to also do actions that are for, to increase the bestowal of the Creator.
In base a quale misura io aggiungo il mio annullamento volta per volta?
What am I based upon in order to add annulment each time? What do I base it on?
As if you don't exist and you want the Creator to actually reveal through you to the group and influence them in such a way and bestow them in such a way. That's it. To be translucent, transparent, to be pure. That's called to annul your ego. You can annul it through actions of bestowing in order to bestow. That's where you feel that you are as a partition, as an obstruction that is passive. And later you'll discover that there's also an obstruction on your behalf, which is active, which you will have to nullify, cancel, and then see there about receiving in order to bestow the bestowal of the Creator.
Latin 7.
Buen día, gracias, Rab. La pregunta es la siguiente. ¿Puede ampliar cómo ser Keter?
Good day, hello, Rav. Christian from Argentina is asking about what you said in the beginning, that I work towards them as Keter and purify myself. He is asking, can you expand on what it means to be Keter towards the ten?
I make a keter for myself, let's say, which has nothing but transferring the upper light as it is to the rest of the kilim, of the vessels. That is my work. That's what I want to be. Such that the creator, the upper light, the abstract surrounding light, no matter how you call it, the light of Ein Sof, will bestow through me to the whole ten. And by that, I do not get involved. My work is just with myself, to not disturb. It's like to remove myself from the path of the light. Well, you can depict it in all kinds of ways, but that's what I want the group to feel through me, in the way that the bestowal of the light comes through me without any involvement on my behalf.
Балтия, Ван.
Товарищ спрашивает, могу ли я самоотмениться или только
играть? Question from a friend, whether I can annul myself or only play with it.
We can't do any act of annulment on our own, but rather we can try to play it, act it, such that this game will include two major components. One, that I want to practically as much as possible nullify myself towards the friends, as Rabash writes also, and recommends this greatly, that we have to annul ourselves towards the friends. And the second part, which is that I nullify towards the Creator. I turn to Him and ask Him to help me annul myself. So there's an action that is towards the group, and there's an action towards the Creator.
Товарищ из десятки спрашивает, какую я должен произвести подготовку?
Friends from the ten are asking, what kind of preparation I need to make in order to annul myself consciously towards the upper degree?
I don't know what needs to be done, what form of preparation we need to do in order to annul ourselves towards the Creator. I think that this preparation, well, the question is in place. It's the right question. First of all, the importance of the society needs to be, in my eyes, very big, where I want, because of that, to nullify myself. The attitude towards the society needs to be in the form of responsibility, arvut, and love, where I'll want to annul myself just so that the Creator will bestow to them. Just like I, let's say, in the family, and I annul myself and don't want to receive even partially, or my part, but rather just for everyone in the family to receive what they deserve, and I seemingly am not there, I'm just passing on to them my part as well. But my part as well is not quite that way, because that's already receiving in order to bestow. But let's say it's that way. Meaning the preparation needs to come from me considering importantly the society, discovering a love for them, feeling them as more important in my eyes than myself, and my concern for them is what obligates me to nullify myself and to be a conduit, a transition, or transparent, translucent in the bestowal of light from the Creator to the society. See these things, because these things have to do more with feeling than with intellect.
How much does it influence the renewal of the intention and the importance of the society? How much does it influence in this purification?
I already talked about the fact that the importance of the society defines how much I can annul myself. That's it. It's just like, let's say, in a family even. We already talked about this in our previous lesson on the same topic of annulment and subjugation. How a mother, even when she's sick and feels not well, but the extent in which she subjugates herself towards her young children who require care. So she rises and does everything, and she's not allowed to be sick because the children demand care. That's how we are. It all depends on the extent or the level of importance.
Thank you, Rob. Do I understand correctly that this partition that I am is the flaws I see in the friends, and when I pass on the light through me, it means I see the friends as corrected and I don't see their flaws?
That's along the way. It's not important whether you understand it correctly or not, but you understand. That's how you feel. Then continue. Just continue in a way that you will try to be not as a barrier between the Creator and them. That's it. By that you will get the feeling of the character of the Creator.
Сама отмена – это на каждой ступени все новое и новое усилие, отменяя себя. И так до самого…
Self. Is it an additional effort in every degree to nullify myself?
Yes, but you be concerned with what you do have. Don't be smart. Every single degree and degree, that won't give you anything. You don't know what degrees are. Now you have this state. Do in this state annulment. That's it. Period. In that, you are already becoming neutral towards the Creator, not evoking any force to receive. And then, slowly, slowly, you will also start to feel through you forces to bestow, which move from the Creator to the friends.
שאנחנו עכשיו מדברים, הקבוצה, החברים, הם צריכים להיות יותר חשובים מהבורא. זה נקרא מאהבת הבריות לאהבת השם. ולכן אני רואה קודם כל על אליהם.
Therefore, I first look at them and seemingly use the Creator to bestow, correct, and protect them.
בסדר. PTS.
Okay.
האגו שלי כל הזמן מתחדש. הרצונות, הדחפים, המחשבות. זה שאני פעם אחת אמרתי שאני מתבטל כלפי בורא וחברים, זה בשנייה הבא מתבטל. מה זאת אומרת התהליך התמידי של הביטול וההכנעה?
נו, כלפי הסירייה, איך יכול להיות אחרת? כמו שאתה משתנה בכל רגע ורגע, באגו שלך, אתה צריך בכל רגע ורגע לבטל אותו.
It's like you change in your ego every moment. You need to nullify every moment so that the Creator's influence can pass through to the group. Mark, so how do I do it with regards to things that don't belong to the ten, then, Rav? No, there's no such thing. The truth is that everything in our life is certainly aimed at the ten, and the ten is being stabilized every moment in life. So every thought, every desire that arises, what do I do? I put it in front of my eyes, and then what do? Rav, I want to be translucent. I want to nullify myself. I want to bring myself to zero, like Rabash writes. And then the Creator will bestow to the group through me without a concealing screen on the way. That's it. PT 13. How am I disrupting the Creator from bestowing the group to the group? Rav, with your ego, what else is there? What else do you have, and what disturbances are there in reality besides the ego? So in your ego, you are impeding the Creator in bestowing to the group, to humanity, to the...
Question by my friends. I see that my will to receive getting bigger when I annul myself to my 10. Is it because I can't annul myself enough or in a right way?
We are all in the last generation. We are all those vessels that couldn't have been corrected in all the previous states. And our ego is very big. It still needs to be revealed in us, but it is truly an ego with which in its development we come to the implementation and realization of the purpose of creation. Hence, it's no wonder that it's difficult for us and that our path is long, because we're correcting, we're absorbing from all the world, all the disturbances and problems, and raising that to correction. So take that into account and do this work loyally, persistently, and make this great challenge, because in every single one of my actions, I bring contentment to the Creator, even though I don't reach the end of correction as I dream of. So I don't want to dream about that. I want to be in a point that I'm in now. In that point of my current adhesion to the purpose and the goal, that's what I want to be in, and to bring contentment from there. And that's it. That's all. We don't need to yearn for anything else. And then if I do it in that way, my work is pure, and I'm not making any barrier in the bestowal of the Creator upon others. I'm correcting myself in the system of Adam Rishon to truly be that conduit in the correct way of the upper light in everyone. That's what we need to do all together. There's many words, but all in all, it's one action.
Rav, volviendo un poco lo que Marek estaba preguntando, si yo durante el día no estoy con la decena, pero
if during the day I'm not together with the ten, but
tomar esos pensamientos,
my thoughts,
para mí o para la decena,
could can be taken to myself or to the ten. So, is the annulment when I'm focused on my thoughts, if I focus on them and reject them, and I ask the Creator to bestow to the ten, instead of filling myself up with my desires.
Yes, you're right. Nevertheless, well, you're talking out of your experience, your immense experience together with us. But I would recommend to think of it in a different way, not to be an obstructor of the bestowal of the Creator upon this is on the ten. And when I'm in the way and the Creator can't bestow upon the ten through me because I am with my will to receive in the way, how do I nullify and subjugate such that the Creator will nevertheless bestow through me, but I won't be as a barrier, as an obstruction, but as if I don't exist there? And that's how the Creator will bestow. And then I am in this, and all of a sudden I feel that by this I'm in adhesion, in dvikut with the Creator, in other words, in passive adhesion, in my annulment. Only what are we talking about? Where I do annulment towards the will to receive, towards my ego. When I say that I want to do an act of not being a barrier, by that I'm already becoming a partner to the Creator. That's a more active action. I'm nullifying my I and joining the Creator in a manner that He can bestow through me and use me. So although I am annulling myself, my annulment is an active one because it costs me great forces. And then I'm already in partnership with the Creator. Although there's arvut, annulment, well, a form of sharing where the Creator is bestowing upon the ten to the extent in which I nullify myself. And then it turns out that I am operating here even in a practical manner, because I'm annulling my ego. I am pressing it, I'm pressuring the Creator to annul it. And then I'm nevertheless in all kinds of common actions with Him. Later, states will come in which I'm not just nullifying myself and letting the Creator bestow to the ten through me in a passive manner, but rather I, just as I annulled myself and learned how to nullify myself and to let the Creator pass His bestowal through me in a passive way, but rather I will also use it in an active way. In what way can I, with my will to receive help, cause, be an active partner with the Creator in its in bestowal upon the ten, to the extent in which I will give myself an energy supplier, a generator in my coarseness, which becomes refinement, purity, where I'm adding of myself as well in my participation in the group. But this all moves through the subjugation as I join the Creator and annul myself more and more, not just in annulling my ego, but also in inverting it to an action that is active in bestowal together with the Creator. And in such a way, I become a partner. Meaning, what we're learning today is the foundation, the beginning of actions together with the Creator. And the group here is as the place to which me and the Creator are bestowing together. Okay? I can see and feel that you understood.
Как нам развить такую чувствительность, чтобы всегда находиться в правильной самоотмене?
How to develop such a sensitivity to always be in annulment in the ten?
One will help his friend. You need to be an example to one another. I need to feel in my ten that I am actually constantly just in the ten. It doesn't matter whether I feel them or don't. I am constantly in the ten. Now the question is, how can I feel my constant presence in the ten, that the ten is constantly influencing me? This is called the lack of my spiritual sense or feel at this point, where the mess of this world is confusing me and obscuring the true reality from me. So by us learning with you now how to nullify myself as a barrier before the group towards the ten, from that we will later learn also how to annul the external world, which is as a barrier between us and the upper world, between us and the Creator. That's down the road. You'll see how we're not allowed to jump ahead here. That's a few degrees ahead.
Kazakhstan.
Вот скажите, в отношении пассивного отмена я еще могу более-менее понять, почувствовать.
Thank you, Rav. With regards to passive annulment, I can feel it, but what
we're
about
not talking
active?
About that yet. We're not yet talking about that. I just said it a little to give a little context. But for the time being, don't confuse, because these are opposite things from one another. We just want to nullify each himself so that the Creator, through him, will influence bestow towards the group, so that my ego and all my thoughts and desires that are personal will not be as a barrier, as a filter, as something that stands in the way of the Creator to bestow to everyone. I am seemingly nullifying myself, like Rabash says, to make a zero of myself. Let's just talk about that.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Скажи, пожалуйста, согласие с тем,
Good morning, Nirav. If you can tell us, please, agreeing with what's happening in the group, is that called self-annulment?
We're not talking about that. I'm talking about the bestowal of the Creator upon the group, upon our annulment towards the Creator, so that he will bestow through my ego, because my ego will become transparent. That is what we're talking about. And it's not like by this I'm involving my attitude towards the ten and how I examine them and do critique upon them. I don't want to talk about that now. I want to see the group in the way of the Creator is bestowing upon them. That's it. And by that, I can assist by me not obstructing, not impeding it, as if I'm the only pipeline through which the Creator can bestow to the ten. Also towards the world, also towards all of reality, we will have to do that. Just like Bala Sulam writes in the article Arvut.
Itafri.
Because in our discussions, everyone adds his reason as if he wants to excel, to be separate.
I don't know about discussions. What do you have with discussions? I can't stand those discussions where each starts to be smart in the eyes of the others. Each of you needs to nullify himself in order to be as neutral as possible towards the society. I don't want to bestow anything towards the society. Whatever I bestow is for sure through my ego. So first of all, it is annulment, like Rabash writes, to become a zero. And for that, you don't need discussions, but rather the individual work of a person.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот я... пытаюсь сейчас вот сделать это действие, стать прозрачным.
Yes, Rav. When I try to do this action now to become translucent, not to feel myself, only the qualities of my great friends, what does the Creator want to pass through to them?
I don't know. And I also don't feel the qualities of my great friends. I don't feel them as great, as small. I am just thinking, how will I nullify myself so that the upper force through me will bestow towards my ten? That's it.
А зачем я нужен Творцу для того, чтобы он на десятку влиял? Есть какая-то в этом роль?
Why is the Creator a vessel to bestow to the ten? What's the role?
When I nullify myself towards the bestowal of the Creator upon the ten, I do a restrict upon myself, upon my I. That's the first spiritual action. And then there will be the next spiritual actions in which... where I'm connecting to the friends and... will raise their coarseness towards correction, towards the Creator, and so on. Wait, we'll see. But that is the first action where I nullify myself towards the bestowal of the Creator and towards the friends. Without that action, there is no other action.
You said, I don't feel the friends as great, or the other way around. What do I feel then?
Annulment. Annulment. That's it. I nullify myself. That is what I do in that action, and not involving anything else in that. There will be other actions which I will later want to feel, and of course, but that is not that action. Every action needs to be exactly according to what it is in its place.
То есть я вообще ни о чем не думаю, ничего не хочу. Вот что это за эта отмена,
которая?
I don't think about that. Anything, don't want anything.
You want to be one thing, a conduit, a pipe between the way between the Creator and the friends. That's it. Or you have nothing other than that. You just want to bestow to the two of them, to bind the Creator with the friends. Try to feel that as a mother towards the baby, as she wants to be that way, where if he has some problem, she wants to be a pipe from the upper force towards him.
Latin one.
¿Cómo descubro que estoy siendo un obstáculo para la revelación del Creador a mi decena y al mundo?
How do I know if I'm posing a disturbance or being a barrier between the Creator and the world and the Ten?
When all your thoughts are only for the benefit of the group, and that's why you're nullifying yourself so that the Creator will bestow to them. And that's the only thing you're thinking about. That's considered that you became a pipe towards them in annulment and subjugation. Okay.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
The more you try to do this action, the more thoughts and mess is happening. He's playing with you such a rough game. How do you take over that?
First of all, you take over it, and you're also a good example for it. You also changed greatly compared to what you were a few months ago. So, it's right, there are many thoughts in the heart of a person, and the counsel of the Creator will help you come out of them. What to do? Make the friends as the main important thing. Just like a mother has nothing more precious than her baby, and therefore she thinks of him all the time. That's the state that you need to come to, so that the ten for you will be your soul. Your soul. And therefore you're thinking all the time just about that. And it's not that these friends, but it's truly your internality. It's the spiritual structure of yours, that you will feel the whole spiritual world inside this structure. Think about that more, and you will see that you'll see what you need to be guided, aimed towards.
Que la subjugation-annulation est un processus ou un état qui permet d'aller vers un degré d'humilité. Et comment rappeler l'importance de cela dans la dizaine?
How to guard the importance of annulment in the ten?
Atem tzichim lachzor kama pa'amim ala.
You need to repeat this lesson several times You need to read all the excerpts that have to do with this lesson. They're here before me on my computer, and certainly are before you as well. Annulment and subjugation, selected excerpts from the sources. I think that is also translated into several languages, yes? So try to read more and more and to understand from this the extent in which annulment and subjugation is the first spiritual action a creature must do. Who else do we have here? PT6.
Rav, I'm
in the 10. The 10 influences me with greatness of the goal. I want to do some action for the 10, and I do it. How do I know that I'm translucent, that I have purified, that I did what the Creator wants, and it's not my ego?
When you feel that all your thoughts and concerns are just on how the Creator will bestow through you to the 10, where you're caring for them like a mother does for her infant, nothing but that, that's the only thing you care about, and then you have come to the state of annulment and subjugation, and from that you can already start to be more active in connecting to the Creator in order to awaken Him seemingly through the Creator to bestow upon the ten. Do you hear? Now you're nullifying yourself in order to give the Creator the place to bestow towards the society through you in a translucent way. That's called that you're doing a restriction upon your will to receive and come to the degree of Bina where you want nothing for yourself. And then you awaken your will to receive such that by that you're awakening the Creator to bestow upon the society even more, meaning you become an amplifier. The true amplifier of the bestowal of the Creator upon the ten. More and more and more. It's like you're asking from Him, you're praying for them beyond the annulment. And in this way, you awaken Him to bestow upon the society. You receive the desires of the friends, you want to correct them, you raise their man, you receive from the Creator the force of correction, mud, and correct them, and then you truly become an active conduit, an active pipeline. You know, there's a pipe which, let's say oil or a liquid or fuel usually moves from one country to another in long distances. There's along the way, there are stations in this pipeline which increase the pressure, which pump this liquid so that it will move onwards. So there's what we call the passive, it's just a pipe altogether. And then there's with these machines, these pumps that also pull and also push that which is in them, this liquid that's in them, forward. So you already become working with your will to receive in order to bestow. And that's how you do it. Also between the Creator and the group. That is how you feel yourself all the time.
Except for the action of annulment, how do I know that I've done this purification correctly? The refinement correctly. How do I know that I'm on the right track?
That is by feeling. There's nothing I can say here about that. You're asking me questions that can only be seen through a feeling of a person. But I'm telling you, depict yourself in the place of a mother that is concerned with her baby. That's it. Where she truly wants not to exist, just for it to be for his benefit. And as much as she can add from herself, she does. Okay. What to do?
Молдова.
Добрый день, дорогой Раф, товарищи. Раф, а вот, допустим, я должен считать, что товарищи, если они...
Good evening, Raf, dear friends. Let's say I need to think that if the friends are coming to the ten, they are yearning for the Creator, and I need to pray for them to get strength and forces, or I need to clarify with the ten what they need.
No, you need to bestow as much as possible. And along the way, of course, some of the friends will leave because they will see that it doesn't suit the inner part in them. But without doing many calculations, you need to subjugate yourself towards them by, just like what we're going through right now and talking about, so that you will not be a barrier in the way of the bestowal of the Creator towards the ten. That's the main thing. That is the first action. It's called annulment and subjugation. Or later we will see it as all together included in tzimtzum, in restriction. After the restriction, you have a masach, the screen, and ochozel, the reflected light, and an active action, meaning the desire of a person himself. For the time being, it's just the annulment of the desire.
Если, допустим, вот я прошу Творца за десятку, то есть чтобы он дал им силу объединиться, чтобы дал им силу...
If, let's say, I ask of the Creator for the ten, so he gives them strength to unite, to rise to the spiritual degree, and... I nullify because it's not for me, it's for the friends.
I don't know your words, I'm telling you what you need to do, and you just need to do and see what your heart feels from that. You need to understand your heart and try to aim it such that it will be direct, a straight pipe between the Creator and the friends. So that what the friends need and the Creator gives, and you are just supporters of the two. So that they will be able to connect to one another. That's the goal.
Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, что значит поднять Хисарон к Творцу и где здесь место?
Раф, please say, what does it mean to raise a deficiency to the Creator, and where is self-annulment here?
What am I raising from my deficiency to the Creator for, which is called a prayer? What am I asking for? I am asking to annul myself and to be a pipeline in my bestowal towards the group. The group, for the time being, for me, is the whole world. All of reality. And that's what I want to be. Okay? Well, and last, the yellow one, Merkaz one.
What are the steps to be done in order to enter annulment?
Nothing, just to nullify himself like Rabash writes, to be a zero, 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 zero towards the friends, and also to ask the Creator, for the Creator to bestow through me to the group. We will sing a song. And become Elohim.
So, specifically by the influence of the light, where the letters connect to the complete name Elohim, in that we find the qualities of the Creator. Even though we are having the refinement of the screen here, but with it, the light builds the vessels, enter the vessels, and expresses itself through the vessels. And there's a very unique matter here. On the one hand, it was the light of Ensof, but when it goes into the vessels, formatting the vessels, then certainly the vessels become clearer and clearer, the desires, as fitting for the light. And then the light builds the letters and arranges the letters, and through the letters it expresses itself. And then instead of the abstract light, hidden light, direct light before the entrance to the vessels, we now see the vessels
that have been influenced, shaped by the light. So the light shaped the desire in a way that through the desire we can read it. So it's like how through our devices we find electricity, current, and its various qualities and attributes and so on. So we reveal it through the vessels, a phenomenon that used to be hidden and perhaps more whole and loftier, but in the vessels there is a great addition that we can discover and work with these qualities. And so certainly until the final correction, we can't discover the entire light of Ensof. Only in the final correction it appears as Na'an-Chai. But still, we are very much longing for it, because that brings us adhesion and attainment and grip on the upper light. So on the one hand, the upper abstract light is the greatest light, but when it dresses in the vessels, it becomes bounded by the vessels, yet through the vessels, according to equivalence of form, between them, through the vessels, we can read and sense and detect what is the upper light. That is the clothing of the Creator in the created being. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот то, что он здесь пишет про вот это имя Элоким.
Yes, dear Rav. What he writes here about the name Elohim, is that the way the Creator clothes?
Yes, the names of the Creator, Elohim, Adni, Eki, there are many names to the Creator. The names of the Creator are called the clothing of the light of Ein Sof, surrounding light inside the Kli. And then the Kli that receives the light according to the equivalence of form with the light, to the extent that the Kli is similar to the light. Therefore, according to the Kli, to the vessel, we can say that this quality exists in the light, a different quality exists in the light, or another quality. And then through the vessels, we can name the lights. Anything that is in the light, we can name only through the vessels. And this is the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, how we, from created beings, we can attain the Creator, although it's impossible to attain Him. But to the extent that we adapt ourselves to the Creator, according to this adaptation, He is clothed and felt in us. And that's how we name every feeling we have as the Creator. So, therefore, the Creator has many forms according to how it's, He is revealed in us, according to our qualities. And that's how it's revealed. In general, the Creator is revealed as Keter Chokhmah bin Azran bin Malchut of the vessel, in lights of Na'an Chai. And therefore, the general name of the Creator is the tip of the Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Keter Chokhmah bin Azran bin Malchut. And the lights that are in them. This is the general template of the created being that arranges itself so as to reveal the Creator inside of it. Okay?
What's that addition of Elohim? If it's Yudkei Vavkei, the structure, what's the addition?
Yudkei Vavkei has to do with the second restriction. Elohim has to do with the second restriction. Yudkei Vavkei has to do with the first restriction, and Elohim has to do with the second restriction. Because we learn that equalizing the Creator, approaching the Creator, revealing the Creator is impossible by using all of our five vessels, but rather a broken vessel we have to reconstruct from light to heavy. Therefore, we first work with the vessels of bestowal. The vessels of bestowal are coarseness of root 1 and 2, and in it we reveal the qualities of Keter Chokhmah Binah, root 1, 2, and they match the letters Aleph Lamed Hey, Ele, and there are other vessels, Zaran Pin Malchut, which are vessels of the will to receive. These we have to correct to work in order to bestow. And then we add to the letters Aleph Lamed Hey, the letters Yud and Mem. And then we get the name Elohim. Or Mi Ele. We learn it. We explain it. These are all levels of correction of one vessel, ten sefirot, where because of the weakness of the screens in the created beings, we can't approach the complete name directly, but only through corrections, first in katnut, infancy, and then in gadlut, adulthood of the whole vessel. Okay?
What is the cascading of the light? Is the purification of the vessel?
By the light entering the vessel, it causes the canceling of the screen, meaning the refining of the screen. That's more correct, more accurately. We already learned it in previous parts. PT. In an unlimited way.
What does it mean that the light enters the form of the vessels, that it expresses itself through the letters, and then you can read them and learn from them? What does it mean?
Yes, because we don't feel the light. We feel the letters. We always feel the vessels. Do I feel the world? I don't feel the world. I feel something that permeates me and depicts in me the shape of the world. Say, in a minute, I'll wake up and I will see with a different sense that there is no world here, not you, not anything, but something else. And everything that was will be, as it's written about the end of correction, we were as dreamers. It's as if we were dreaming. We felt that we were in a certain world, that we had relatives, people were far from us, close to us, friends, but nothing. None of it is real. This is why it's called the imaginary world.
So when we speak about it in the way of feelings, what, you feel the letters?
You feel the vessels. Through the vessels, you read the qualities, and that's why you call them letters. A letter is a sign. It's not a letter that you write. A letter is a sign. Through these signs, you attain the relation of the upper one to you. And there are also letters that you build from you to the upper one. It's like a code by which you connect to one another.
About the intention during the studies?
Yes.
Bala Sulam writes in 155 that from the big desire to know what we're studying, we draw the reflected lights. And you said that we have to learn together when we study tests.
Yes.
How can I connect what Bala Sulam says from the big desire to know that it won't take over me and become the central thing in the studies, that, like you said, that we study together? How do we balance? Because I want to understand.
Knowing, understanding is not our goal. I understand it's a correct inclination, tendency on a part of a person when he learns science. But we needn't learn science, but Torah. Meaning we want the light, which is called Torah, the light that is in these texts. Through them, it will influence us and correct us. The result of the learning is not that I stuff myself with what is written in every page of the study of the Ten Sefirot, but that I will come out to feel these things. Like Bala Sulam, the Ari, who felt it and then wrote. So I have to come through their writing to the feeling. This is my work.
The big desire to learn is something that we as a 10 can reach before the studies to come to it together.
Yes, yes, we come in order to attain these actions in our vessels. Attainment means that I have vessels that are similar to the light as much as possible. And accordingly will be my level of attainment. Rav, do we begin?
Yes, let's begin.
Baal Sulam says, indeed, I feel all of you together, that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow. And instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for this, but to exert to understand that mistake and distortion, that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation, his knowledge after his years. This happened to you due to negligence in my request to exert in love of friends, as I have explained to you in every possible way, that this cure is enough to recompense for all your faults.
Moscow 7.
Раф, как соотносится то, что необходимо усилиться в любви к товарищам?
How does that sit? The fact that we have to grow stronger in love of friends with being saved by the Creator only if we need salvation today.
We are working only through what we reveal. The judge has only what his eyes can see. That's how we need to relate to the group, to the friends, in a practical, simple way, without philosophy and without our mind that will imagine some kind of whatever. Everything according to the states that we go through, that's how we need to try. Just every time try and move to an extra connection. That's it.
Baal Sulam пишет, что достаточно вот этого средства.
Another question. Baal Sulam writes that means of strengthening love of friends is enough to get everything we need.
We don't need anything but that. What else do we need? Love is called the perfect connection that can be between the parts of the shattered vessels. Egoistic shattered desires, when we above them build forms of connection, that's called love, because inside there's hatred, rejection, and we are building connection all the way till love. That is the correction, the full, complete correction. We don't need anything but that. That's how we have to see ourselves and check ourselves in every moment. If we have a tendency for that, every moment that I am not in such a tendency to the friends, I'm not in spirituality. I'm not there towards the Creator. I don't perform the correction. Very simple. Okay.
И самый последний вопрос, если позволите.
And the last question, if I may.
Только если он нуждается в спасении сегодня.
When we are saved by the Creator,
именно сегодня и не делать никаких.
Those who are saved only if they need salvation today. How do we wait for salvation today and not think about tomorrow?
I can't plan anything for tomorrow. Anything. I'll tell you even more than that. Let's say I plan a lesson, so I plan it maximum for tomorrow. And a lot of times I come to the morning lesson, I wake up about an hour and a half, 2 hours at least before the lesson. And I sometimes change the lesson. I change it. Let's say, for an example, the lesson of today. So, we have no choice. We have to constantly, every moment, check ourselves, and it's not so bad if we change every moment. At least that we scrutinize what is most important from each state for an extra, more connection. That's it. Tel Aviv 1.
He's telling us what should be the right relation to the future. Is there a future? There isn't.
The future means that we're connected between us in a way that we are inseparable. We are so connected that the Creator can reveal Himself. That in our connection we resemble the upper light. That's it. PT 19. Confused in them in each and every direction. We need to keep the rules of Baal HaSulam and the Rabash. That is it. It's a system. It's a system of Adam. A strict system that is made by the efforts of the lights compared to the vessels. And this system we have to see, feel, include it inside us and try to bring it into balance. Balance that these two resisting forces will be an equivalence between them, meaning that we will build like an isolation between them called a screen on our will to receive, and then the light can enter the vessel, and the vessel can shine as a light. That's it.
What's a specific point in the 10 that we have to focus on, that we have to keep?
Just as we learned today, the most important point is that I annul myself, and by that I let the Creator bestow upon the friends through me without any disturbance on my behalf.
So, to try to be zero in the 10?
Just like Rabash writes, Africa.
Rav, our question is, Baal HaSulam writes here that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. What about those whose desires are not ready? What do we do with them, and how can we advance without them?
We just tell them in general in what state we're in what time period we're in, because we are all in the period of the last generation. We are all included in one humanity, integral. Then we can explain to all of reality, all people on earth, that we exist in a way that the integral system is being revealed, meaning our mutual interdependence is revealed. And in that way, no one can want to overcome the other, because each one, in whatever he is, he bestows to the others. And by you now wanting to control others, by this you're destroying yourself. Because in the integral system, one thing only is good for you, if you're causing for connection in the whole system. That's why we'll see soon, this year, 2021, you will see as much as the whole world comes to such shatterings, to such blows, financial, organizational, blows from nature, from different demographics in every country. As much as we all demand one thing, connection, that only in that way humanity will see that is what we're lacking. Where will we take the force of connection between us? Because without it, we're lost. On this tiny earth, we are just going to lose ourselves. Where can we take this force of connection? It's above us. We can't. This recognition of evil has to come over all of humanity, and we have to explain to them that we have this force of connection, and we have to draw it from above to reveal it, and then we will reach a beautiful and nice state. That is what humanity will discover. And that's what we have to reveal to them. And then along with humanity, we can reach the corrected world. That is now in 2021. It's going to be, start revealing itself. That's what we'll have to explain. And it's here before us. This year, you'll see what's going on. Obviously, it happens gradually until humanity can attain it. It comes gradual, but it will attain it. The helplessness, everybody will just lift their hands up, and it's everybody, rich and poor and strong and weak and everybody, because the mutual dependency will be revealed in such a way that even if you're big and strong, you can't control. And you'll see it, and you'll specifically see it from the smallest nations in the world, how they're going to start rising and also determine the new world order. That before, who took all those little countries into consideration, all those little nations? You'll see as much as it will also rise, because towards the general connection, there is no big or small. No big or small. We're all equal. We'll have all kinds of revelations as those. This year will be a very, very complex from all these.
I'm asking this from a different direction. I'm asking this in terms of how do we get this education, knowledge about what is going to happen, to understand how it should come out to the world. It doesn't happen in the lessons. It happens there.
I think you need to organize and take these reporters' meetings that I speak and process these conversations and make articles of them that you take them out to the general public, that everybody will read and know what we're talking about. Obviously, put it through our censorship to check it, if it's right or not. But that's what you have to do. Maybe you're doing it, I don't know. But obviously, publishing it, everybody should, at least in something, at least a few addresses or somewhere, publish it.
Cuando el estudiante de Kabbalah.
Hello,
que necesita la salvación del creador.
When does a student of Kabbalah feel that he needs salvation from the Creator?
When does a student of Kabbalah feel he needs salvation from the Creator? When he really sees his state correctly in the general state. As much as he's there and he can influence the general kli, as we learned now, that a person has to subjugate himself and not disturb the upper light from bestowing to his ten. All of reality, all of the world is 110, all in all. That you'll see as much as as much as you need it.